Welcome to WOW, Words of Wisdom with Pam. The age of stress. We all feel the stress of the current times, health, work, social, children, you name it. It all can take a toll on our mental capacity to work with it all. We feel like, if I could just get this one more thing accomplished before the end of my day, or there's an email I need to write, and of course I'm putting it off, because the topic is a bit overwhelming for me, and that's all my brain can focus on at the moment. Or walking into that crowd of people who I don't really know fills me with dread. And of course, the ever-present, my child used to drop off at school without any challenges, but now she has become ultra clingy. Stress can come in many forms. As parents, as adults, we have so many thoughts, responsibilities, activities pulling us in so many different directions. How can we overcome these feelings or at least exert some control over them? In Life Hacks for Living in an Age of Anxiety, from membershipmatters.com, the author states, we all feel overwhelmed sometimes. Occasionally, we might find ourselves simmering with anxiety caused by stress and worry. While uncomfortable, these feelings usually subside when the problem causing them is resolved. But what to do until you can resolve the problem? Have you ever found your mind spinning, rendering you unable to focus on the task at hand because you're worrying about something you can't stop thinking about? Anxiety is a real thing, and if you think you are experiencing anxiety, please see your medical professional. For stress in dealing with this, let's look at a few possible solutions. Deep breathing. This is a long-trusted method we use with our kids. Take a deep breath and blow it out. It might sound simple, but it is quite effective at any age. Focus on the problem and break it down. This is a great problem-solving technique. Think of the stress as a math problem, which might give you another reason to be stressed. But take it in small parts. Focus on each one individually and come up with a solution so you can move to the next segment of the issue. Ask for help. Being a little bit of a control freak myself, this is my least favorite choice, but probably could be the most effective, depending on the situation. Reach out to a colleague, a family member, a friend, and take them on the journey with you. What's going to work? Teamwork. 5-4-3-2-1 Coping Technique for Stress. In the Behavioral Health Partners blog at UMC Rochester, Sarah Smith, BSW, reports on an interesting method for accepting and helping in a time of stress. She says, before starting this exercise, pay attention to your breathing. Slow down. Long, deep breaths can help you maintain a sense of calm or help you return to a calmer state. Once you find your breath, go through the following steps to help ground yourself. 5. Acknowledge 5 things you see around you. It could be a pen, a spot on the ceiling, anything in your surroundings. 4. Acknowledge 4 things you can touch around you. It could be your hair, a pillow, or the ground under your feet. 3. Acknowledge 3 things you hear. This could be any external sound. If you can hear your belly rumbling, that counts. Focus on things you can hear outside of your body. 2. Acknowledge 2 things you can smell. Maybe you are in your office and smell a pencil, or maybe you are in your bedroom and smell a pillow. If you need to take a brief walk to find a scent, you could smell soap in your bathroom or nature outside. 1. Acknowledge 1 thing you can taste. What does the inside of your mouth taste like? Gum, coffee, or the sandwich from lunch? Whatever method you choose, find the one that works best for you and best in the particular situation. We all need resources to help us navigate through life. Shabbat Shalom.